Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 60 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A Stone Witness. Kenneth Gingell said, "We need reminders of who we are and whose we are." Our text today is Joshua 24, verses 25 through 28. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and put in place statutes and rules for them at Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in a book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the terebinth that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord that he spoke to us. Therefore, it shall be a witness against you, lest you deal falsely with your God." So Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance. Joshua 24 began with Joshua's sermon in Shechem to the spiritual leadership of the nation of Israel. He reminded them of God's faithfulness, and he challenged them to remain faithful. He told them no matter what choice they made, he and his household were going to serve the Lord. The people responded with their commitment to serve the Lord as well. Then we come to today's scripture. Joshua took their vocal commitment and gave it a visual expression. He made a covenant by setting up a stone as a witness to their promise to remain faithful. This stone would be a constant reminder to the people of the commitment they had made to God. The witness stone stood as a memorial honoring the day that they renewed their covenant commitment to God. Shechem was a very specific spot for Joshua to set up this witness stone as the people's commitment to God. This was the same place where Abraham had first built an altar to the Lord after traveling the land of Canaan. Genesis 12:5b through 7 reads, "When they came to the land of Canaan, Abraham passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your offspring I will give this land.' So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him." On the same spot where Abraham built an altar to celebrate God's promises to Israel, Joshua set up a stone to remind Israel of their promises to God. Alan Carr took the teaching of this scripture and offers some great questions for consideration. Before Joshua dies, he erects a great stone as a monument to the fact that the people have sworn to follow the Lord. Thereafter, whenever they passed by that place, they would remember their oath and be certain that their lives were pleasing to the Lord their God. Do you remember when you were saved? Did you promise the Lord that you would faithfully serve him all the days of your life? Well, along the way, have you forgotten that promise? If you have, you can rest assured that God hasn't. Some of you have promised to be more faithful to the Lord, to pray more, to read your Bibles, to witness for him. You have made the promise, but have you carried it out? You may have forgotten about it, but he hasn't. It's far better to never make a promise to God than it is to make it and then break it. God is always a witness to the covenant promises we make to follow, obey, and honor him. May we be diligent in heeding the witness of signposts placed in our own lives of his authority and our commitment to love and serve him. Questions today. Why do you think Joshua set up the witness stone in the same place as Abraham's altar in Shechem? What commitments to God have you made but not kept? What could you use as a personal witness stone to help you remember your commitment to God? How does 1 Samuel 12:24 relate to today's devotion? It reads, "Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you." Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for all you have done for us. And thank you for allowing us to have a relationship with you where we can come to you with all that's on our hearts. I pray that we would take a moment to do that so that we can hear from you, hear of your love and forgiveness, and teach us to be obedient through those moments. In Christ's name, amen.